Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you hear the update about the Baseball Hall of Fame and the contemporary ballot?
I heard one name. Actually, I heard a couple of names. I heard Donnie. I heard Clemens. I was in the middle of a conversation with Hoff talking about some mafia stuff. But
I find this
hit it up.
I find this fascinating.
You know, I love this.
Bonds, Clemens. We're not going to get into a whole big thing. We'll get reset here with the Giants here. But Bonds, Clemens, Delgado, Kent, Dale Murphy. I'm surprised Murphy's not in. Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela, and Don Mattingly. Now the results. So that is the contemporary baseball era player ballot in consideration for the Hall of Fame class of 2026. The results are going to be announced December 7th.
Wow.
So we have a long way to go here. We'll know.
Wow. Now, real fair, I know we got the Giants stuff, but give me each name, and I want to give you my first instinct if I think they're going to get in on this particular.
Not what you would do.
No. I got you.
Now, this is going to be it, though, right? Because these guys are all off the ballot.
Yeah, they're definitely off the ballot.
Contemporary ballot. Once they get denied here,
it's so convoluted at this point. I think there's always a Hail Mary checkpoint to maybe get in, but this very well might be the last one. Go ahead. Do I think they'll get in?
Bonds.
No.
Me neither. Clemens.
No.
Me neither. Bonds and Clemens weren't even close until I'm just reading an Evan Roberts tweet here.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, maybe they can be on this. Was 2023 the last time they were actually on the ballot? No, it had to be because they retired a while ago. So they were on the contemporary ballot before?
I don't think they were on the contemporary. That's why I say they just kind of changed this somewhat recently.
So then what did Evan, why is Evan saying they were close in 2023? Anyway, I don't know the whole rules on this. Okay, so no on those two.
No.
Delgado.
No.
I think he might.
It's close. There's a case. My first instinct, no.
Kent.
Yes.
Yeah, he also should be.
Yes.
I mean, I would probably go, well, forget about what I would do, what they would do. I mean, I would probably go yes on him, because what we would do is totally different.
I know. Delgado was good.
Maybe that's the better way to do it. Would you be yes across the board?
Clemens and Bonds at this point, yes.
Delgado?
I'm still leaning no, but I could be persuaded.
Yeah, we'd have to look at the number. I would go yes with Delgado. Yeah,
I've looked at his numbers. Yeah. I could go either way, but my first gut is no, and more no than yes. Kent, yes.
Valenzuela?
Yes.
Also surprising. He should be in the hole.
Yes. Now, his numbers are, again, the Fernando mania coming up, you know, the rookie of the year, the Dodgers won the World Series, you know, but, you know, the screwball, he was a phenomenal. He was Shohei Ohtani before Shohei Ohtani in terms of that, like, now he didn't hit, of course, but in terms of that spectacle, that international spectacle. That really grabbed the sport. Ah, God, that was strong. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know
if he's got the numbers, but I think that his initial impact on the sport, I would say yes. Who else?
Sheffield.
No,
he's a tough one for me. Numbers would say yeah, but then the PED stuff
bounced around 10 teams.
Although if I'm going to say Delgado,
I would say Sheffield over Delgado myself.
Right. So if I'm going to say Delgado, I'd probably have to go both.
Yep.
Dale Murphy.
You know, but the back-to-back MVPs, that's always the case there. He won them, I think it was 83-84 or 82-83.
See, to me, if you're the best player in the sport...
For 2 years in a row.
I mean, how are you not a Hall of Famer?
Well, think about this. Donnie won it in 85, and he finished second in 86. So he was a couple of votes who Clemens won it in 86. So Donnie almost had the same thing. Now, Mattingly had more better years, if you will, than Dale Murphy.
I don't know.
No, Dale Murphy fizzled out fast. I know Donnie fizzled out, too. Don't get me wrong. I know every stat of Donnie.
Let me just give you some of the quick numbers.
Murphy?
23. I'm just going to give you homers, ribbies.
Go ahead.
23-79.
And he was a center fielder, so that matters, too. Back then, center fielders didn't hit as much.
I remember him more in right field. But anyway, 23-79, 21-57, 33-89.
It's good.
13-50, he was hurt that year.
Okay.
36-109.
That's the MVP year, it's got to be.
Led the league in ribbies, MVP.
Yep.
Next year, 36-121.
Big year. Good speed,
MVP.
Too. Good speed as well. He ran.
Yeah, those years, he had 23 stolen bases, then 30 stolen bases.
Uh-huh.
36-100.
Yeah, big year.
37-111. So he won two MVPs, led the league in ribbies, then led the league in homers those 2 years, and led the league in runs scored.
Okay.
He hit, while hitting, .281, .302, .290, .300. Okay. Now he starts to go down a little bit, 29-83, 44-105, he had 295. Did not lead the league in any category, 1987.
I guess I forgot about the 44. Yeah, that's okay.
24-77, 20-84, 24-83. Now remember, these
good,
are...
Good, but not,
is,
you know...
But remember, this is mid-80s to 1990, like... And that's at age 34. But he still had, like, Mattingly did it for like 5-6 years, you'd say, right?
Yeah. Donnie did it for 84, the batting title, really up until 87, 88, up until 88.
I mean, dude, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, he's.
All right. Let me ask you this. Yeah. OPS career?
815.
All right. Slightly better than I would have thought. What's his, how many hits is in total? He didn't get two.
2,000.
He did get 20, two.
2,100.
He did get that many. How many home runs?
He's a compiler.
Three change?
398.
And
he was one of those guys. Seven-time All-Star. He was the best, you know, in the league at that point. I would say yes.
Yeah, I hear you. I felt like there was...
put them all in.
Yeah, more of a drop after those MVP years when he went back-to-back. Maybe I misremember that. I could be convinced. And obviously, then, I'm putting Donnie in.
And you would put Donnie in.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, I mean, not to belabor. We could have maybe this conversation.
That's always fun.
It is fun. I do love that conversation. But back to the task at hand here.
Not fun.
It is New York Giant football. Exactly right. It's not fun. Never want to just come on and definitively say, it's time to go, it's over, but it's over. It's definitive for me. You know, I've given Brian Daboll the benefit of the doubt. I thought that if they kept him beyond last season, it needed to be a multi-year thing, knowing that they would draft their own quarterback and try to develop him. Unfortunately for Daboll, I don't think that you can, and certainly not for Shane. Like, they can't be 2-7 for the third straight year and still tell me with a straight face that they've been drafting well. The defense should be better than what it should be. The record should be better than what it is, whether it's the Dallas game, the Saints game, the Broncos game, the game yesterday. They were non-competitive for the most part after that opening drive. You never felt like they were really going to win that football game. So, unacceptable. I've seen enough. I think Giants need to clean house. Not about Bowen, not about the coordinators. It's everybody. Shane, Daboll, see you later. New regime next year.
Here's what I kept hearing. Hey, wait till you start seeing better quarterback play. John's going to look really different. Hey, yeah, by the way, wait till you have a healthy Andrew Thomas. John's going to look a lot different, do they? Well, when you see the better quarterback play, when you see a better, a healthy Andrew Thomas, which we've seen this year, you'll see the fruits of Joe Shane's labor. Will we? I mean, again, it's 2-7, as Sal just said. So now you just see players leaving the locker room early and players who stick around to answer questions, questioning everything. And, you know, Carl Banks on franchise icons taking out star players, and star players don't seem very interested in playing hard. And here come the planes again flying over that ugly stadium. Opposing fans taking over the stadium. The head coach sounds like a beaten man, unfortunately. What else is there to say?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you boil it all down, like, you could have your opinion, I could have mine, the fans could have theirs, the Giants people could have theirs. The record speaks for itself.
It does.
I could fight off the record a little bit last year early on. I tried. The record speaks for itself. Mr. Mara gave them every opportunity. The 3 years and beyond, a fourth year, the chance to select their own quarterback. Like, there have been a lot of screw-ups here, whether it's Barkley and Daniel Jones being forced upon the new regime, then having the success that led to the extension, whatever it may be. It's 4 years. It's definitive. They have not been able to turn over a roster that can simply, forget about playoffs, simply compete and win football games in their own division, overall, like you name it, they're nowhere near as close as they need to be in year four.
I remember saying to you a couple of days ago that I think that there's a chance that the Jets have more wins than the Giants. And yeah. I actually think, sadly for the Giants, that we're on pace for that. Now, neither total is going to be gaudy. But, I mean, think about and just kind of juxtapose the storylines here. I mean, think about how ugly it was for Aaron Glenn. And it's still going to be ugly until he shows that wasn't an anomaly. One win doesn't change everything. But the Giants were flying high. You had Cam Mania. And we all love Dart. I think Dart's going to be really, really, really good. But we have to see. You know, and there was this energy around the Giants. And there was this hope, this renewed vigor. And it's all gone. Like the reality of just a roster that is weak. A defense that is overpaid and overhyped and getting pushed around every single Sunday in the middle of the trenches. Like, well, you can't stop the run. You have no chance.
No chance. The defense overrated from the beginning. The results have not been there. It's just a total mess every which way possible, and it needs to change. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And not only does it need to change, but then it brings up the other aspect of it where it feels like, okay, well, at least they change it and move on to now somebody new. Is the next regime going to be set up in a position to succeed? Because now there are still, like, I would have rather have, and look, we love Jackson Dart so far through six games. There are no givens, but you'd much rather take your chances with Jackson Dart. But I would have rather have had a fresh start, meaning coming into this past draft and have a new regime come in and say, we want Jackson Dart or whichever guy they could identify, as opposed to now having to have a new regime. And this is predictable. We said it for years. Having a new regime take over now the quarterback that the prior regime selected. It doesn't mean that it can't work. There's reason to believe that, okay, well, they have the quarterback, so it should work with a competent GM and head coach. They come in here with already the hardest part maybe being determined with Jackson Dart, but it still does not fit the proper timeline or the way that I would like to have it set up for a well-run, functioning organization.
I put a lot of stock in the known rather than the unknown, and I think that the unknown is very appealing to a lot of people when it comes to draft status, right? Like, if you are getting ready to, let's say the Titans didn't fire their coach this year, they fired him at the end of last year, which they should have done, and you're like, hey, man, I got the first overall pick, and I could pick this guy, or I could do that. Now, maybe the new coach, if he had real juice, if it was a veteran, wouldn't have picked Cam Ward, right? Yeah. But to me, like, the appeal of the first or the second pick or the third and having access to a bunch of different quarterbacks, Mendoza, Dante Moore, a few others in college that we're going to start talking about more and more, probably more so from a Jets perspective, like, that is appealing, right? It is. But I think about the last few hiring cycles for the Giants. Now, the end of the Eli era, that's a tough act to follow, man. Two-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, future Hall of Famer, all-world five-star platinum person. Ugh, you really want to be involved in that? How do you win? You know, unless you win the Super Bowl, it's going to be tough. All right, Daniel Jones. All right, do you really want to attach yourself to that? And the answer for many was no. I think the Jackson Dart is going to be an incredibly appealing, like a magnet for coaches that would not have considered this job years ago. I really, truly believe that.
Maybe. And bottom line is, for me this time, it can't be a first-time head coach. Like, that's, I know you brought up Lane Kiffin, and I know he's coached many years ago. I mean, we're going back a long
Raiders.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, that's Raiders. A long time ago, dude.
But that still counts.
He was in his 30s, Sal.
Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, I know.
He's
I remember.
50
he was
now.
A, you know, I know.
It's a long time ago.
Understood.
He's been humbled.
My example is, and by the way, like, coaching is, these guys don't know what to do. The majority of coaches in today's NFL, and the game has changed so significantly that even the coaches who used to know something back then have to evolve to where it is now, to the point where we're talking about, like, 4th and 17. If you're not punting in that spot, you're going for it. I know Mahomes is a different animal, mm-hmm. but still, I think that there's some thought process behind that it might benefit your team by not just traditional punt. I almost think Dable in that regard is old school. Dable still coaches like it's the 80s or early 90s, which I personally like the more conservative route. It is the wrong route to take in today's NFL. It's just proven that way. When guys are kicking 68-yard field goals, when guys are being able, within one play, two plays, boom, 40 yards, getting back into field goal range, like, you can't coach conservatively. Anyway, I look at what Denver did with Sean Payton. Denver made their hire prior to Payton. They brought in Russell Wilson. They wanted to change everything there with a veteran quarterback. It was a disaster. They fire the coach. They bring in Sean Payton. He has to clean up the mess. He goes 8-9 in the first year with Russell Wilson, basically kicks him to the curb and cleans it up immediately. Didn't have the top pick. didn't go to a situation where the cupboard was totally bare. He figured out what he wanted to do with what was there, get people out, keep some people here, and then what he had to work with as far as the draft, select his quarterback, identify it, select it, and then have success. And that has been quite the turnaround there. Something like that would be what I would want to see here from the Giants.
Well, I get that, but I think you brought up something interesting, and it was a kind of small thing early in the show, but I think it's a good time to throw it back on the table here. So the deadline's coming up.
Yeah.
And you said you would basically have a mandate, like you would not allow them to
freeze.
Basically a freeze. Hey, all the assets, you're not touching them, no matter what deal crosses our table. And I understand that, but then think about the other side of the coin here. Think about how appealing it would be for you know, keep talking about the coach here, like what coach is going to want to come and coach this, and I think it's going to be a good group, but you also want a good, accomplished general manager. Eventually, hopefully, it's a tandem that both have had success and experience in the league, and the more draft capital that you could get in the next day or so, don't you think that becomes more appealing from a GM point of view?
I know, but who's making those decisions? That's the problem.
And that's where self-preservation could kind of come in. Like, think about this. I was, and I've gotten off this train, and not because they lost again, because I didn't think they'd win yesterday, but I was on the train, you know, hey, even if the Giants lose these next couple, this is going back a few weeks ago, lose these next couple of games, go out there and still make a quarter, go make a big move for a wide receiver, bring him in to help accelerate Dart's progress. I said that. I think many people have said that as well. I don't even really want to do that anymore, because I think if you do that, the motivation might be internally, all right, I'm going to save my own ass here. Let me go out there, make a move for, I'm just throwing Waddle, even though they say they're not going to trade him.
Yeah.
And, you know, now Dart will look even better, and I will look better as a result and increase my chances to be brought back by Mr. Maris. So I don't want any of that stuff going on. But if I am a GM and I get like three or four more picks, you want Dexter Lawrence, you don't want this, take him. Take whatever you want.
But that's why I'd have the freeze, because those decisions are going to be being made by somebody who in all likelihood...
You can't run the risk. No. Yeah, that's why I say it's a good point by you. Yeah. I really hadn't even thought about that, but no, that's fair.
WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today, 888-808-1019. David is calling from Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Dave?
It's not a matter of if Stark gets hurt. It's a matter of when he gets hurt. Now, I mean, he took some hits yesterday that... He looked up at his offensive line and with pity, said, "Don't let me get beat up anymore." Because he took some good shots yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But I would give them another week and see if they upgrade their game at all. If they don't, and he starts taking hits again, I'd pull him and I wouldn't play him again.
I can't
until
do it.
They do something.
You can't do it, David. Even if it's probably or potentially the prudent thing to do, just in terms of keeping him safe. There's zero chance that that's going to happen. You do not pull a healthy quarterback because you're worried about him getting hurt. You can't do it under any circumstance.
Well, they better do something with their offensive line because it stinks.
It's different.
David, the offense is not the problem. And thank you for the call. I understand that it's not great and you need to see them run the football well. It's something we've been talking about for a while. Their running game was improved when Jackson Dart got under center as the starter, because then the RPO was effective. That was working with him and Scadaboo. Tracy's not a great running back. They don't run the football consistently enough. Even with Scadaboo in there now, it was different because, again, with Jackson Dart, and he's the primary runner there, then it looked different, and defense didn't know which way to go. Now, that's not the case with Scadaboo out. So, obviously, the offense could be better, BT, and more consistent, and I would expect that to be the case when Scadaboo gets back healthy next year and Malik Nabers returns and they have a legitimate weapon. My concern is elsewhere. Yeah, of course you're always worried about Jackson Dart getting hurt because of the way that he plays. He'll learn to clean things up. He's a rookie. He's still got to learn. Look at Josh Allen. I remember watching Josh Allen year one thinking, my God, this guy's a mess, fumbling the football all over the place, reckless, putting his body in harm's way. And now look at him. Guy's the MVP, arguably the best quarterback in the league this side of Patrick Mahomes. So he'll learn. It's six games as a starter. My concern is everything else, the roster, the defense, like those things to me are what ultimately will get Shane and Dable fired.
Yes. I mean, the defense stinks, man. And it's not like they have an abundance of first overall picks or first round picks that have been drafted offensively, or they brought in all these free agents to bolster the offense. They did all that to bolster the defense, and the defense is wretched, man. They don't have a first quarterback. They can't stop the run. Listen, we're not going to just say the same things for the four hours.
I know. It's really...
I mean, come on, man. We all know this
here. But think about it. They use resources to trade for Burns.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they selected a top player with Carter. They did the same thing with Kayvon Thibodeau.
They gave Dexter Lawrence all that money.
Like, come on.
No, that wasn't.
Not to mention the
Joe Shane, to be fair, Dexter. But still, think about all the resources, Banks and everything.
Yeah, exactly
on.
Right. Nubin, Phillips, like, doesn't matter. How many other picks that they got to make here? I don't care if it's a third round pick, fourth round. The defense should be better than what it is right now. It was supposed to be their identity coming into this year.
That's what we were saying. I really thought that they would have a chance to wreck some games. And, you know, I remember just saying, hey, if Russ, because we were talking about Russell Wilson to start the year, obviously. Hey, if Russ can just be decent, and provided he's not fully washed and, you know, he could just protect the ball and not turn it over that much, and they could have a couple of more sustained drives and they're not playing from behind, which would give their pass rusher more of a chance to impact the games. This was my thought going into the season. And they have done that. They score on offense. I mean, it's four straight games. Right. Let's at least give Dable that kind of credit. You know, when you script the first 15 or 20 plays, at least that's working.
Right.
You know, and then the defense shows up and they get gashed. So it's an absolute nightmare. And the other thing that I would say too about the quarterback, and obviously they're not going to sit him when he's fully healthy. What you do need to stop doing, and this we have to scream this at the top of the mountain. Like when you're down by multiple scores and you're looking for cosmetic scores just so you don't look so bad. And you, if you're having like quarterback keepers and Jackson Dart's in danger, well then you should be escorted from the stadium. You know, I mean you should just be thrown out of the stadium before the game ends. Like that's irresponsible and unfair. But no, sitting him when he's healthy? No, nobody's going to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It sounds like Garrett Wilson is practicing, going to be a full participant.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging as they get set to take on the Browns this Sunday. Let's listen to a couple comments here, BT, from Aaron Glenn. I'd be curious to get your thoughts. Now, I listened to a little bit of the beginning, enough to know that I was like, ooh, let's play that. But I didn't listen to the full thing. This is Glenn Hoff. Let's go over the first one here when he talks about naming a quarterback for this upcoming week.
I just want to go back to the quarterback thing again. So obviously you want to keep it secret for as long as possible for whatever, you know, competitive reasons. But I'm wondering, doesn't it help the quarterback's confidence when the coach comes out and says, you're my guy?
It helps the quarterback confidence when the player and the coach talk and they know who the guy is. Not that I'm telling it to you guys. That has nothing to do with the player's confidence.
So basically, are you kind of saying that, you know, whomever is going to start knows his status as he practices throughout the week this week?
And that'd be between me and the player.
But I mean, okay.
I don't understand why you guys keep doing it.
Well, AG, I'm just kind of curious.
It's really getting hilarious, too.
You guys keep asking
the same question.
Boy, coach.
I can give you the same answer.
I am just curious, though, AG, what is the competitive advantage or disadvantage for a team not knowing which of these two guys is playing?
My own reasons.
I mean,
now calling him AG, trying to butter him up. Yo, AG, come on, man. Let us in. Come on, AG. We go back a ways when you were playing for Parcells. I think that was Catanzaro. I love it. Now, that comes with risk as well because, you know, you're feeling good. Although he did this even before the win. So we got to give my man Aaron credit for being consistent here. I like it because what I said to you and what I said to obviously the audience, like, he's not talking to me. He's not talking to you. He doesn't care what Hoff thinks or what Cannizzaro thinks or Cimini or Dove. He doesn't care what we think. He cares what the locker room thinks. And before you get that first win, you know, you're trying to put a little pebble in the direction to build a wall of culture. And in his mind, and it will be either proven right or wrong, the way you do that is to establish some sort of authority and some sort of in charge so that the players can feel that and maybe kind of get behind it a little bit. And I like that he's not deviating from it, but that does come with risk because if that's just a one-off and the Jets go 1-16 or 2-15 and they look awful and they're penalized and they're getting mopped the rest of the year, then those guys that we just heard from that are getting, you know, volleyed back and forth in Heisman on a weekly basis, they're going to turn.
Yeah, now I'm surprised that you say that because I thought you didn't like the way that he was handling the media initially.
I didn't like it initially. Okay. I didn't like it initially. I thought it was unnecessarily contentious. I'm like, man, what are we doing here? It's such a benign question.
And
such
this
a benign.
Different.
Well, no, but but also even last week I started, before the Bengals game, I'm like, okay, at least I'm trying to get a sense of why he's doing this and what he's trying to do. And I just think that he's trying to create this bunker mentality. Like, hey, guys, forget about the media. Forget about those guys on the radio. Forget about what's being written about. It's what I say. So, listen, anybody who thinks that a quarterback who is average, Jets or otherwise, or subpar, that Aaron Glenn or any other coach going up in front of a microphone and saying, yeah, this is my starting quarterback, that's going to, like, embolden an average quarterback to become a really good quarterback is nuts. Like, they're not that fragile of specimens here. As long as they know behind closed doors who's playing, that's all that matters. And I admit I was taken back initially by Glenn. I really was. I just thought it was an unnecessary, another impediment en route to being functional. But now I think I understand what he's doing better, and I'm okay with it now.
I have a problem with it. Yeah, I've never had a problem the way he talks to the media, although I will say the media is getting tired of his arrogance.
There's no question.
And if he continues to lose, it's going to be a bigger problem for him. I don't care what he says. I care about the results. My only question is, like, why is this the hill that he wants to die on with picking a quarterback? It's Justin Fields. Like, just come out and say Justin Fields is our starting quarterback. He's like hell-bent on not saying it. Now, I do think leading up to their prior game, it was a different story because of the comments from the owner, because of the way Justin Fields played, because of the health of Tyrod Taylor. So at least that week, which I still didn't understand, but at least that week you could understand why he wouldn't name a starter. There's no reason to me why he can't just name a starting quarterback going into this week. It doesn't make any sense. And when he didn't do it a couple weeks ago, Justin Fields didn't know who it was because he was asked questions and didn't know. So now Glenn's making it sound like the quarterback does know or the quarterbacks do know their roles, which might be the case. To me, that's an odd hill to die on. I have no issues with the way he's handled himself here with the media whatsoever at all. He needs to continue to win. They won a game. Now they need to continue to win, and that will calm down. My issue is just I don't understand why you just wouldn't name a starting quarterback.
I think he's trying to create this Let me take a step back. Like, in our mind, when he was going, you know, 0-6, 0-7,
yeah.
You know, the thoughts of a winless season, you know, for some, I mean, was real. And he still might only win one or two games, whatever. So it's not going to be a good first season. We know that. But in the minds of many, like, the conversation was already starting. Like, hey, is this guy going to be one and done?
Yeah.
He's not thinking that way. I think, and it took me a minute to realize this, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know why he was doing this. I'm like, well, it's a very strange battle to wage, you know, the first month on the job here, dude. It's probably not the best way to enter the party. But what I think now, I could be wrong, but what I think, he's not thinking about Justin Fields, a guy who's not it, or the backup who's been around for 15 years, who's not going to be it long term. He's trying to create a model of what his organization's going to be when they actually do become good, which in his mind, they think they're going to do.
Right, as so, it should be.
Yeah, 100%. So it seems petty and trivial now because, again, at the end of the day, Fields and Taylor will both be gone when the Jets are ever good under Aaron Glenn. I think what he's thinking, like, okay, so when we are good and it's a real question and we're playing the Pats or we're playing in Kansas City or we're playing up in Buffalo and I am asked this question, I have already developed a pattern of what I'm going to give you and I'm not giving you anything. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. And that very well might run me out of town, but this is what I'm doing.
Hoff, you had something
here? Yeah, because you brought up the whole Justin Fields didn't know he was the quarterback a couple weeks ago, whatever it is.
He said he didn't.
Yeah. Right. Now, if that's true, if Justin Fields didn't know he was the quarterback, but Glenn says the quarterback knows who the quarterback's going to be, then that means it was Tyrod Taylor. Does that mean right now that who knows? Does the quarterback who's actually starting actually know?
I believe
the other guy,
yeah.
The other guy doesn't know?
No. I believe that the people who need to know know. I believe Justin knows.
Well, there's only one person that's the quarterback that needs to start.
No, two. And the backup. I believe you know what I'm saying.
But Justin Fields didn't know he was starting.
No, but he said that. That doesn't mean that that's true.
My scenario is
2 weeks ago,
he didn't know. He honestly, to God, did not know if he was the quarterback. I know he said he didn't. But I'm telling you, that's the honest truth. Like, it wasn't like him playing
the game. No, I agree with that. But that was 2 weeks ago. I do think it's a different circumstance. Now, I don't know. I mean, Glenn could be saying right now, yeah, he didn't even answer that question saying yes. He said it's between me and the quarterback. So he could be saying or insinuating that the quarterbacks do know, but maybe they don't. Maybe he hasn't, in fact, decided on a starter going into this game.
Well, the thing that really threw it for a curve for me was that when we were trying to determine who was going to play, the guy who was up, one of the two people up for the job, didn't even travel. So if you're not healthy enough to travel, this was definitely confusing. Then how the hell could you possibly be in consideration to start?
And he said that the injury wasn't an issue.
I know.
When he was fighting off the questions a couple weeks
ago. That's where I smell the BS, BT. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not
saying that there's no BS, but whether it's BS, whether it's gamesmanship, whether it's purposely throwing people off scent, what I'm saying is he doesn't care. And I'm okay with that, provided the guys in the locker room follow that and feel that. And, you know, coming off a win, coming off a bye, coming off a team that they could beat in the Browns. We'll see if this thing picks up a little momentum. And if it does, then I think it's going to galvanize the team. And I think it's going to make it a little less contentious.
You start to believe in it.
A little bit. And now the guys, as much as they want answers, the people, and we know who they are, the media, they're going to stop pushing because they're not going to get what they want. And now if there's a couple of wins to back that up, now Glenn, he's got even more of a platform to stand on, so to speak.
Let's listen to one more here. Glenn was asked about the Jets going for two multiple times in their comeback win against the Bengals in Week 8.
The two-point conversions against Cincinnati, going for it down 9, going for it down 8, that's something 20, 30 years ago, like when you were a player, coaches didn't do that. And it's sort of evolved now with analytics.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious how you have evolved in your thinking about that, because when you were raised in football, it was kick the extra point, be down 7, you know what I mean? But it's really changed how the thinking is now. How has your kind of thought process evolved on that?
To be honest with you, it really comes down to one thing is I'm trying to win the game. And at the end of it, you know, being able to put ourselves in a situation where you're down by 14, you go 4-for-2, man, you come back and you score again, man, you kick field goal, you win the game. And also, if you did miss, at least have another chance to go for it, you know, to go out and try to win the game again, or tie the game up at that point. So, I just think in our case, I want the players to know that I have an aggressive mentality. I have a ton of trust in them. and have a ton of trust in the execution for us to do that. And listen, I understand the Monday morning quarterbacks, when things like that don't work out, you know, it's always, you know, you're the worst coach ever. When they do work out, you're the best coach ever. So I just know who I am. I know who the players are. I have a lot of trust in the guys that we have. And listen, I'm going to continue to evolve when it comes to making decisions like that. And I know I still have a ways to go, you know, just like, you know, most coaches tell you. So I'm still growing in that aspect too. So, and I look forward to my growth when it comes to making those decisions.
I think that's pretty good self-awareness right there. I think that's a good balance of him trying to establish, you know, what I talked about with the bit of a distance from the media and, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I don't really need to tell you why. But I think it would have been maybe a little bit too much of a double down if he didn't give you a bit of a thought-provoking answer. Like, I think you got to come across as a human being to an extent. You know, you're not Belichick with the resume. You could just drop on to Cincinnati, on to Cincinnati. Like, you've got to have a little bit of a heartbeat there. And I thought Aaron straddled the line very well. The one thing that I would say, I know we got a break. The one thing that I would say, when you're telling the media that, you know, we're talking about the 2 points versus one, that you're going to be aggressive, then your play call in every situation needs to reflect that, whether it's fake punts, whether it's, you know, just, you know, a little run up tackle and try to bleed out the clock, which we've seen. There's been times this year where we're sitting there saying, dude, are you going for it or are you just trying to get into the halftime? This was a big problem. So as long as that's consistent, then I love his answer, but, that second one.
But he's also going to be learning, to his own admission.
Yeah.
He's learning as he goes right here. Here's the bottom line. It could sound great, and I have no issue with anything that he said. I care about the results. So he could say whatever he wants. You could like it. I could like it. We could hate it. People could hate it. The results are all that matters. Go out there and beat the Browns. Follow up your performance against the Bengals with another win and show some consistency here. And it's not even just about wins and losses this year. But in general, if you're going to talk tough like that and act tough and all those different things, the wins better follow, or at least some kind of competency needs to be shown on the football field every Sunday.
I would agree. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Andrew is in Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys? Really quick before I talk about Dart, Sal, your reluctance to ask to press the issue on that favor for the tickets, I think that says a lot about you. And I was kind of raised in a similar school in that, you know, I feel uncomfortable asking for favors, but if it's for someone else and especially for kids are involved, you definitely get some latitude and understanding for that. So push that issue because you deserve it.
Appreciate it. This is a unique situation that's just heartbreaking. Not that you need to hear the sob story behind it, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, it's the truth. And I try to raise my son in the same way, you know, like that. You don't. People sometimes offer things and you don't take them up on it because they don't necessarily mean it, you know, so that type of thing, like to just be kind of humble. But anyway, as far as Dart goes, I agree with you, BT, that I'm really worried about him getting hurt. No way do I think he should sit, but I just think he just has to be more disciplined and instructed that, like, you can't go running in head first. Like, you got to slide. You know, like he's just way too risky. And we did the same thing with Daniel Jones. Like, if you remember, in his he had that neck injury.
Yes, in Dallas.
He might not even play again.
Yep.
That was like the same thing where, and then it kind of gets back to what Sal said about, like, media pressure and, you know, it's like the whole weight is on his shoulders and maybe he feels the need to take these risks, but he's got to be reassured to, like, just not do that and still play and learn and progress as a rookie.
Well, I think he is, Andrew. I do. Thank you for the call there, buddy. I definitely think that they are doing that. They're trying to instill that messaging in him. I think it's unfair to Dable to say that he's not telling him that. I mean, we can question a lot about Dable. I'm sure he's saying, hey, kid, listen, when you can get down, get down. Chuck it out of bounds when you can. You don't have to be Superman here. But you have to understand who Jackson Dart is. He just shredded the SEC. He's an uber-confident athlete. He's an elevator. In terms of from a physical, but also an emotional elevator. Guys want to, he just resonates with the whole locker room. That's obvious. That was obvious from minute one. And unfortunately, the way he might learn his lesson is, you know, he takes a hit at some point and he's out for 2 weeks because he jacks up his shoulder or he gets a concussion. And then that will be his moment of real reflection and inflection as a rookie. Like, okay, I get the speed of the game. I know what I can do. I know what I can't. And you learn, kind of like Josh Allen and some others do.
Exactly. That we're in the learning period process here. It's been 6 games as a starter. And by the way, it feels like in almost every one of these games, and it might have in fact been in every one of them, there's been close calls with him getting banged up or injured. You know, so it's going to happen with his style of play. He has to learn. To your point, BT, he has to learn. He's not, in fact, Superman. I know he wants to be, and I respect that, hey, if it's third down, I'm not sliding. I'm getting that first down. You got to pick your spots. You got to be smart. You can't be reckless. Those are all things I'm sure Dable is trying to teach him, and it's things he's got to learn on his own anyway, because Dable could tell him flat out, stop diving, get down, slide, and he's just not going to do it until, unfortunately, he gets hurt. So look, it's football. Guys are going to get hurt from doing just playing. Like, it happens sometimes. Not even a physical contact injury could happen. The turf monster gets you. So there is no way to fully protect a player, but you do want to be smarter and less reckless. And I think that's normal, though, for a rookie that plays the way Jackson Dart does.
And I'll always take this version of an athlete. You know, I mean, think about this. Now, Daniel Jones, yesterday aside, has had a really, really good year. But, I mean, we always respected his tenacity. Then last caller, Andrew, just referenced when he got hurt against Dallas. So he always played hard, and he was never afraid to put his pads down. But, like, he didn't really, at least outwardly, resonate with his teammates. Like, he didn't have any emotion. He was very vanilla. So, like, what do you want? I mean, you want a guy like Dart who's just effusive and has great character on Sundays and a little drip for the young kids. Got the whole package, man. Or do you want somebody who is, you know, not going to put himself in the way of danger? Well, ideally, he learns his lesson. It's not a very painful lesson. And then it becomes the franchise quarterback forever that everybody wants.
More of your calls when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.